The number of people confirmed dead in Friday's earthquake in Morocco has risen to almost 2,500, according to the country's interior ministry. Rescuers are racing against time to try to find survivors in the rubble, more than 48 hours after the country's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades. Thousands more have been left injured and homeless. Here, Tánaiste Micheál Martin has announced €2 million in emergency humanitarian assistance. BBC Middle East correspondent Tom Bateman has travelled into the devastated area in Morocco's remote Atlas Mountains. I spoke to him just before we came on air.
Well, I'm in a village called Moulay Ibrahim, which is in the high Atlas Mountains. It's a drive out of Marrakesh that takes you up these very winding roads into this extremely rugged and remote region. And that has been one of the big issues, has been the problems getting both rescue work here and the aid attempt. So in this particular village, for example, I mean, I'm surrounded by the rubble of homes now cascading across parts of the street in this village. Not every home is down, but many of them are. Those that remain, many have roofs missing, walls just far too precarious for people to live in. And so much of this village is now homeless. They're setting up encampments. You can probably hear someone banging there. That's someone using a brick to hammer a stake into the ground as they're tying guy ropes to blankets that are propped up against bits of trees and branches, basically to make encampments and tents out here. But this is not part of any official humanitarian response. This is people having to do it for themselves, because it has been so difficult to get that rescue and recovery work out to these very, very remote regions. And as we showed up here at dawn, I mean, I spoke to one man I met in the road on the way in, who said that they had counted 40 bodies pulled out from the rubble in just 48 hours. When I asked if there were more people still under the wreckage, he simply shrugged and said he didn't know. Now, since then, I've spoken to others who say they believe that they have now accounted for all their dead.
So at this stage, do they believe that there are others alive under the rubble? Is there any rescue teams getting in who can carry out that very delicate work?
Well, all I can talk about at the moment is this particular village, because this is the first one that we've arrived to in these mountains. Now, I haven't seen any sign of any official humanitarian aid. I've seen one or two ambulances and paramedics, one or two paramedics with those, but I haven't seen any sign of any other kind of official operation to try and deal with things here. We've seen men from the village chucking breeze blocks out from broken homes, people moving their things out of their homes and trying to gather what the earthquake didn't claim. And they are literally now just living on the land. I'm surrounded by families and women and children. There's a little girl just throwing some rocks out of their tented area here. So this is a really desperate situation for these people, wondering, you know, what they're going to do while the recovery goes on, and just when they're going to be able to in any way rebuild this total devastation.
And what you're seeing, presumably replicated in village after village across the region, what about the capacity of the Moroccan authorities to deliver the humanitarian aid and the rescue operation that will be needed?
Well, the Moroccan army is doing that. I mean, we've seen state TV pictures of Chinook helicopters scouring the mountains, looking for survivors, trying to deliver aid as well. So there is some out there. And we now have the first international teams coming in. So there's two from Europe. There's one from the UK and one from Spain, and two Gulf countries also bringing in rescue teams. But the point is, this is a vast, mountainous, a very remote region. This province itself has about 500,000 people in it. So that gives you a sense of the scale. And certainly what we're seeing on the ground suggests that the recovery operation at the moment just isn't big enough.
And are there Moroccans, is the Moroccan government at this stage looking for international help, appealing for international aid?
Well, this has been an interesting issue, because there seemed to be something of a delay with the Moroccans actually giving the green light, because countries won't send in official rescue operations or aid unless it's requested by the country itself. Now, that green light hadn't been given until, it seems, late yesterday. And that's when only those four countries I mentioned were asked to help. Now, there is an issue about the French. This is a former French protectorate, former French colony, effectively. And there have been, in recent years, fairly strained relations between the Moroccans and the French. And that has to do with a few things. It includes the issue of immigration, and also some other political issues. And so it seems rather pointedly that the French weren't requested help by the Moroccans at this particular point. Now, President Macron in France has said that they are ready at any moment to send in help. But at the moment, that request has not been made, it seems.
The BBC's Tom Bateman speaking to us earlier from Morocco.